When I first heard about the lucky girl syndrome trend, I thought to myself, holy crap, this is what I've been doing my entire life. This is why I've been able to manifest my dream life. The lucky girl syndrome was a trend that really started about a year ago on TikTok, and it has taken the world by storm. So many people started looking into it. So many people wanted to become a lucky girl. And I'm here to tell you that there is proof. I am living proof, someone that has lived with lucky girl syndrome for a big chunk of her life. It is a fact that this works in helping you create your best life. So after I go through that with you, I'm also gonna tell you some tips on how you can start implementing this right away in your life. But let's start with, what is the lucky girl syndrome? So lucky girl syndrome is essentially the mindset that you are a lucky person, that good things happen to you. It is a belief system that you can take on in your life, and essentially, it is being, quote, delusional about all the good things that are going to happen to you. It is positive thinking up-leveled into a whole new way of being. And this is a good thing to have lucky girl syndrome, because most people are conditioned to look for the negative in their life. We are all conditioned from a young age to think that life isn't fair, that, you know, people like us don't get success, that, you know, we are limited in some capacity. So the lucky girl syndrome basically trains your brain to look for the positive, for the best case scenario. And personally, I would rather live my life that way than be negative all the time in a victim mentality. And I will say as well, with the lucky girl syndrome, there is a lot of speculation about, okay, what do you do if you don't actually get what you want and you're trying to make it happen by feeling like you're a lucky person, by trying to manifest it? But my belief when something does not go my way, in quotes, is that it didn't work out because there is something better for me around the corner. So to keep that positive mindset, that is the way of thinking that I've adopted. There is actually a lot of science behind why the lucky girl syndrome way of thinking mindset actually works. And it's similar to all the law of attraction, like attracts like, personal development stuff that you've heard about for years. There is one massive piece of science that proves why this works. And that is the neuropsychology of the RAS, the reticular activating system. You've heard me talk about the RAS. It is one of the best ways to describe why this manifestation positive thinking works. The reticular activating system, the RAS, is essentially a filtration system in your brain that decides what you focus on, what comes to your conscious brain, and what doesn't. If your brain was letting you know about every tiny little thing that was happening around you at all times, you would literally go crazy. If you noticed the buzzing sound that the dimming lights over there made, if you noticed the traffic noises over there, if you noticed everything around you, all the people around you, what they're all about all at the same time, you would go crazy. Your brain would explode. So the RAS is a system in your brain that decides what you focus on. It is essentially the dictator of your thought process, your stream of thought. And the RAS can actually be changed. The RAS is based off of your belief system. When your RAS is programmed to see something, it is because your thoughts and belief back that. So for example, if you are looking to buy a red convertible, you suddenly start seeing it everywhere on the streets, on the highway. Guess what? It's not because there's more red convertibles in the world. It's because your RAS has been trained to see it, to notice it. Same thing if we want to give an example of a beauty product that you've been meaning to try because your friend was raving about it. Suddenly you start seeing it everywhere. You see posters for it. You see ads for it. You see other influencers you follow using it. It's because your RAS has been programmed to see that, to look for that. So the same thing goes in personal development with the lucky girl syndrome as well. If you start to believe truly and think about reasons why you are a lucky person, if you begin to believe the same beliefs the lucky girl version of you would believe, then you're gonna start seeing opportunity everywhere. You're gonna go to that networking event and meet that person that gives you that idea, that connects you with that other person that you wanted to meet. You're going to, you know, find opportunities that you never would have found before that were always there. You're going to be in the parking lot and get that parking spot, not because of coincidence, but because your RAS is triggered to see things, to notice things, to take note of things that align with your brain's belief. So taking it the other way around as well, you know, in both situations, it's accurate. If you feel like you are a victim and you feel like bad things always happen to you, like you're not a lucky person if you're the kind of person that makes fun of themselves in a self-deprecating manner about how bad things always happen to you, about how, you know, you're walking down the road and like a bird will poo on your head. Like if that is your life and you make fun of yourself for having this bad luck, stop right now, because that is literally creating your bad luck. Beyond the RAS, beyond you noticing bad things happening to you or good things happening to you, it is the energy that you exude. And this is going to be more on the woo-woo side of things, but it's the reality. When you embody a certain energy about you, when you embody that lucky girl energy, that my life is limitless, good things happen to me, I expect the best case scenario type of energy, that is truly what you're going to get. And I don't have an explanation for that side of things, for the woo-woo side of things, because it's one of those things that you just need to experience for yourself and commit to, and you'll see that it just works.
Let's take a quick break because I want to tell you about something interesting. The other day, I was talking to my doctor friend from childhood, and we were randomly discussing the gut microbiome, and she told me this crazy stat that 95% of our serotonin is actually produced in our gut. Isn't that so crazy? So your mood, your skin, your health, it all has so much to do with your gut microbiome. And I've been on this health journey for years now, as you guys have seen and as I have documented. And I genuinely notice that when my gut health is in check, I am breaking out less, I am more balanced, my mood is better, and I just feel better from a whole holistic perspective. If you haven't found a probiotic that you love yet, please keep listening. You guys know I love Ritual. I love their products. I love the transparency that they have with their products being made traceable. So they have this 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support this balanced gut microbiome that we all need and seek. I have been consistent with taking this Symbiotic Plus product from Ritual for the past 4 months now. I started getting very consistent with it in January just because I was in that new year, new me mentality and started taking all my supplements very regularly. And I will say, I just feel great. I have less bloating. My skin is better. I am just all around feeling healthier. And I'm obviously not just taking these supplements to feel this way. I've been working out. I've been eating very well. I've just been taking care of myself, and taking my daily Symbiotic Plus has been the cherry on top. So I am taking all of my supplements every morning after breakfast. That is so that I don't forget to take them. All of my supplements are in the kitchen so I can see them. And the Symbiotic Plus is one of the ones I take every single day. I have one a day. Something kind of weird that I want to mention as well about the Ritual supplements is the encapsulation is different to other supplement brands. It's not like a hard plastic shell. And I'm kind of weird with supplements. Like, I don't like swallowing things that are hard. So their pill is encapsulated in more of like a softer capsule. I don't really know how to explain it, but it is so much easier to take, and it has this aftertaste that is very nice as well. It's like this minty aftertaste. So it's enjoyable taking these supplements, which makes you more likely to take them. Another reason why I love Ritual products is because the quality is there. You guys know I am a qualitarian. There are so many gross things in the supplements that we can buy off Amazon. This industry is unregulated, and you will know this if you listened to my podcast episode with the founder of Ritual, Kat. She dives into how messed up this industry is and how Ritual is here to change the standard. Ritual is super open about all the testing they do on their products. There are third parties that look for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. The other thing I love about the Symbiotic Plus by Ritual is they have this delayed release capsule designed to help reach the colon, not the stomach, which is an ideal place for probiotics to grow and thrive. So many of the probiotics that we use actually just get messed up by our stomach acids. They don't even reach the colon, which is kind of crazy because that's what your probiotic is supposed to do. It's supposed to be effective. You guys know I do not promote a lot on here. I really don't do brand partnerships often, but Ritual is one of those brands that I use every single day and genuinely love. So when you go grab the Symbiotic Plus supplement, I also strongly urge you to try their vanilla vegan protein powder. It is a daily staple for me. The taste, the low sugar, the clean ingredients, the low heavy metals. There literally is no other protein like this. So if I were you, I would try the Symbiotic Plus, I would try the Ritual Protein, and I would try the multivitamin. Those three are my go-to. I am obsessed. Please go try it out. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/Mimi. Start Ritual and add Symbiotic Plus and the protein to your subscription today. That is ritual.com/Mimi for 25% off. Now let's get back to the episode.
So bringing it to how Lucky Girl Syndrome has worked for me in my life, I am living, walking proof that it works. I started using the Lucky Girl, I guess, mindset subconsciously before even knowing that it was a thing, because it's pretty much the same thing as all the other personal development work that I do. Visualizing my best self, becoming her. My best self is the lucky person. So I was doing this Lucky Girl Syndrome for the past 8 years since I've completely changed my life, going from $8 in my bank account to millions, going from a body that I didn't like, being a bit overweight and not liking how I felt, to who I am today, living in a healthy, happy body, to changing my entire relationship in my life, being with the man of my dreams, to living in my dream home, to literally manifesting everything I've ever wanted. This is the core of what I practice. And I know that this works because I've lived it. Now I want to get into how to become a lucky girl. Some actionable tips for you. Number one, you must get clear on what this looks like for you. The first step to changing your life is clarity. So write down, who is the ultimate version of myself? What does it feel like to be her? What does she do in her days? What types of things happen to her? Describe the luck that she experiences. And number two, become it. That is the formula to success. Number one, clarity. Number two, becoming. So number two, once you embody that energy in everyday moments, act as if you are already her. This will over time change your self-image, which is the most important part of the equation. When you change your self-image, you change your life. And an amazing way to do this is by acting as if you're already who you want to be in everyday moments, while your eyes are open, while you're cooking dinner, walking the dog, going to the gym. Just feel the energetic shift of what it would be like to be your future self. Number three, change your social circle. If you are surrounded by people who bring you down, who are negative victim thinkers, who are, quote, average, and I want to use that word, specifically here, because most of the population is the average of unhappy, unhealthy, living a life that they don't truly find meaning in. And I don't want that, and I know that you don't either. So if you are around people that bring you down, that do not inspire you, that do not have any level of positive impact on your life, change your circle. You're an average of the five people that you surround yourself with most. Remember that. Number four, listen to superhuman activation. This is the solution. When you ask yourself the question, how do I really act as if in the moment and change my self-image, like Mimi was saying in point number two? This is the how. When you listen to superhuman activations, superhuman is an audio app. It's not meditation. It's not really a podcast. It's not just music. It's a combination. It's a new type of audio, a combination of all of those into one type of audio with beautiful, inspiring music, motivating, visualization-based, guided audio. With all of that, it creates the activation type of content that helps you become the best version of yourself in everyday moments. So with Superhuman, if you listen to these audios throughout your day, you'll literally be reminded, your brain will be conditioned to be that version of you in everyday moments. It's not about sitting down, closing your eyes, and meditating for 5 to 10 minutes in the morning to try to be a better version of you. Because when that happens, you A, don't stay consistent with it, because like, who really enjoys meditating? And B, you don't actually practice being that person in your real life. You just open up your eyes like the same old self. Yeah, sure, the past 5 minutes were nice, but with activations, it literally teaches you how to be your best self in everyday moments. So that is point number four. It is crucial if you're going to be successful, if you're going to become that lucky girl version of you, to condition your mind in everyday moments with some sort of audio, and Superhuman is the app to help you get there. If you want to get a 2-week free trial, just check out the link in the description below. Okay, number five, and this one is pretty self-explanatory, but you got to take action. If you want to become that lucky girl energy version of you that attracts everything around her, everything she wants into her life, you can't just manifest it with your energy. You also do need to take action. The good news is that when you embody that energy of your future, you naturally take the action, take the initiative that she would take. So I wanted to make it a point because I do really want to emphasize that this is an important step in your journey, is to take action, take massive action. And the last one, you already know it. You gotta be consistent. You need to be consistent if you want your life to truly change. You can't just try this out for a day or two. You need to be consistent. You need to be adamant that you're going to change your mindset whenever you fall off track. You need to remember to bounce back on the bandwagon. You need to remember to start thinking different thoughts, to be that different version of you, to think, what is the best case scenario in my life? What if I actually became that version of me that I've always wanted to be? So with these six steps, I hope it gives you a roadmap to actually embody lucky girl energy and, like me, change your life with this mindset, change your life with changing your self-image. And as I mentioned, if you want to try Superhuman, go to the link below. There is a 2-week free trial and a money-back guarantee.